Oh, this is Carsten Lay with another episode of our podcast, Transform Your Organization from Asia PMO. Today we have Markus Ricker from Germany here as our guest to talk about transformation with HR and personal development. Hello, Markus. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Carsten. Nice to be with you here in the podcast. My name is Marcus. I'm from Germany, business HR manager since over 30 years, and that is my absolute passion, looking for the right people for the right companies and be aware of all the people in the companies.
That's great. That's great. And I also see you are very passionate about learning and development, right?
Right, that's also very important, yeah.
From an Asian perspective, we see that maybe the transformation in Europe is not so fast like in other parts of the world. But how do you think the business landscapes transformed in the last years in Germany, or what changed for you?
I think the landscape in Germany changed very fast as well, but not maybe in such a passion and accelerate like in other companies. But I think digitalization and new technologies like artificial intelligence and all these things, cloud computing, they make a big impact in the landscape of HR or the companies in Germany as well. And sustainability is a great central focus for everybody in the business context. So I think there is a big influence of all international aspects in Germany as well.
That's great. And when we speak about technology, AI, sustainability, so what were the challenges of HR, and how did you adapt, or how did you do you use and leverage these technologies?
The big challenge for me and for the companies here is that you bring together the people and the new technologies. So you have to make the people fit. That is like you said before with personal development and training. So you have to be focused on the new technology and we should take and use the new technology for administrative tasks, for example. To be more efficient and have more time to deal with the people in the companies.
Is there an example you can give us from your company or from any of the companies you know?
When we talk about digitalization in Germany, they often talk about no more papers in the office, so we need to digitalize everything or bring everything to a PDF document. Yeah, that is not digitalization what we are talking about. So I think we should focus on all our processes and make them more up to date to new technologies and to make them more modern to have more time for talking with the people and helping the people with it.
And in your logistic business, where did you see big improvements of digitalization or use of technology the last years?
I'm busy in the company for 13 years now with transportation and logistics from bulk materials like plastics, for example, and minerals. And we have a lot of transport volume. So the truck drivers, for example, they don't only drive a truck on the road, so they have to go to the customer and they have to prepare everything to be up unload or to be loaded. And we can make a lot of paperwork on a digital path in the trucks as well, like starting the process and the delivery process, like we have it in Amazon or other industries. You can follow your package through the whole package and delivery process. And I think we can do a lot here as well in the transport and logistic area.
Okay, so you mean that the truck driver, which we know from the 60s, 70s, who were stopping every 3 hours, drinking a beer and having fun TV episodes somewhere, is now more and more a challenging job where they also have to managing the load, right?
It is, yes, absolutely. As well as the traffic has expanded a lot on the roads and in the cities in Germany and Europe as well.
Yeah, I can imagine that also the routing will be very digital now, like in e-commerce companies, that they had to blend the routing with digital help, I suppose, right?
Yeah, they have digital assistants like navigation systems. They have assistant systems like limit access and be aware of something happens on the street. I don't really talk about autonomous drive, but they have a lot of assistant systems in the trucks as well, like we have in the cars already.
Yeah, I see. I mean, so the job profile in your industry evolved a lot, and HR, of course, have to keep up with that, recruit the right people, provide the right training for that, right? How about directly in HR? How did the transformation technology-wise, maybe also the new generation, which is coming up, where a lot of people talking about Gen Z, how did it change tra or and how did it transform HR directly the last years for you?
I would say that we already had different generations in the companies since there were people working in companies. Let's say this, but in the current time, I would say that we have fast growing industries. We have generations. They're used to have everything at the right time at the moment they want to have it, and there is a big changing in the work surrounding as well, like remote work and having feedback processes not once per year. So they want feedbacks every week or every month, for example. So it is also a big challenge for all the leaders and supervisors to give feedback to all the young men and the young women in the Generation Z, for example.
Okay, so they wanted more feedback. How does it also affect not only the working, also the recruitment process? I mean, are the recruitment processes faster? Do you have to respond faster?
You have to be very fast. Yes, that is, I mentioned before with Amazon. Amazon did a lot of things for us that there is the expectation of the application process people that they want to have a feedback very, very fast. So like you order at Amazon, yeah, I look for it, I put it in the basket, and then I order it. So they apply for a job and they want immediately a feedback on the application and the process and the ongoing process of the application.
Well, so almost real time updates, right?
I had a truck driver calling me here on the phone in the office. He saw a job advertisement from our company and he said, "Okay, I will be there in 30 minutes. Can we have a talk?" You have to handle this very fast growing application process as well.
So you are not sending out application interview invitations anymore. People invite themselves, right?
That can also happen, yes.
That's challenging, but I mean, there's also a lot of engagement on the other side, right? I mean, if people go so to this length, it means they're also very engaged, I suppose.
Yeah, they're very engaged, yeah? And the focus is not only on the work. The focus is on everything which is around the work, yeah? Like having a remote working space or working from everywhere on the world or in the world and from every time. So we had a lot of challenges in building the perfect work surrounding for the Gen Z, for example, as well, and for other baby boomers and Gen X and everybody we have in the working process at the moment.
I think that's interesting at age. HR goes more and more in work environment, working processes than from typical HR functions, which we normally know. Yeah.
The typically HR functions you mean is salaries and administrative work. Yeah,
Yes.
that's not anymore our focus. Of course, yeah, I can say that.
So it's about work environment, it's about work processes, how people work together and what they expect, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
When it comes to collaboration and so how much shifted now to what you already said, to remote and to online, maybe even in interviews or in online meetings? Or how do you balance it not to lose the face-to-face component? How do you balance that from HR?
I think we try to balance it on a perfect average, because we try to do fast interviews, for example, in a very short time via Teams or Zoom, like we talk now here. So it makes it very much easier to bring people together, like they are sitting in the conference room, even if they are in an absolute different locations at the moment. But we try to bring them together for the second interview in our company or in our locations we have, to don't forget the personal contact, and to let everybody see what we expect from an employee, and what he has to do or what she has to do in our company. I think you can't manage that via Teams or Zoom. You should bring the people together where they had to work together.
Yeah, I think that's a great advice to balance it, right? I mean, even when I apply or when I deal with companies, we want to see them face to face after a while. Yeah, we cannot only do everything online. Yeah.
And you have to fulfill this as a company for the employee, for the application, or for the applicants as well, because we as a company, we apply for the applications as well. So it changed a little bit. So we have to be more attractive for people looking for a job, and to presentate our company and make the company interesting for them.
So if we go quickly to this topic, I think that's very important. So how would you differentiate? I mean, there are a lot of logistic companies on the market, right? So how can you be more attractive, for example?
That's very difficult, because everybody is looking for the employer brand, and to make this impact for everybody looking for a new job. But I think we are very famous in Europe and Germany as well. We have good quality, we have good trucks, we have good environment, we are a family-owned company still since over 75 years, and the people in the company and the relationship between the ownership and the employees is very close, and very respectful, and that is a big focus we have. So that not everybody is only the famous number in the company, because everybody is somebody who brings his own or his small part to the big one, to the big part of the company, and that is important.
Yeah, I think that's very important that there is nowadays more reliability and also more stability. I mean, a lot of people look for that, and like you mentioned, a business, a family-owned company could be an advantage nowadays, right? In a very fast-changing and startup world where we even don't know how long companies exist anymore. Do you have any last advice, how to HR and what is happening in 2025? Do you see any upcoming trends or anything?
I think we have ongoing trend in digitalization, and make our processes in HR more efficient. And by the way, ChatGPT is not the end of digitalization or of AI. So I think there are a lot of things we can do in the, for example, application process or administrative process, doing the salaries and everything. I think we have to be close to the people in the company. We have to have a good relationship with the people in the company, and this is the main focus. We had to spare time to have a close relationship to the people there in the company, and so the administrative part should be it has to work. Everybody wants this, but that shouldn't be the main focus of our time we are spending in the company. So I think deep understanding of the needs of the employees in each generation, and to bringing them together at the workplace for the best result of the companies and the customers.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. That's what we sometimes call in consulting with the fancy word community building, right?
Yeah.
That we see employees as communities, right? We see them that they want to work together, that they want to achieve results together, rather than only the administration part of that employees are there and what they basically need. Thank you very much, Marcus, for this interview and for the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carsten, for inviting me to this podcast. And it was very nice to speak with you over these topics. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to see you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. See you. Bye.